Track 16.
Hello and welcome to Q&A. This week the subject is life insurance, and with me to answer your questions is Steve Haywood, an independent insurance consultant.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. Right, first question, and this comes from Tina Matthews in Chester. She says, there seem to be lots of kinds of life insurance. What's the cheapest kind?
Yes, there do seem to be a lot. But in fact, there are really only two main kinds, term insurance and investment insurance.
And which is cheaper?
Term insurance, because the premiums can't be increased.
OK.
A so-called level term policy covers your life for a fixed number of years. If you develop a terminal illness or die during that time, the insurer pays a sum of money, it's called the sum assured, to the person you've named in the insurance contract.
Your beneficiary?
That's right.
And what happens if you don't die during the time it says in the policy?
Ah, that's the downside. If you're still alive when the policy expires, or if you decide to cancel it for some reason, you don't get anything back. That's why term insurance is cheap.
Can you renew a policy when it expires?
Yes, that's usually possible, although you'll probably find that your new premiums are more expensive. Most people prefer to convert their policy into some form of investment insurance.
There's something called joint term insurance, isn't there? What's that?
That's normal term insurance, but designed for couples. The insurer pays out to whichever partner dies first.
OK. And what about decreasing term insurance? That's what the banks make you take out when they give you a loan, isn't it?
Banks and building societies, yes. It's in case you get ill or injured and lose your job.
And how does it work?
As you pay off the loan, what the insurer has to pay goes down by the same amount.
So at the end, no one has to pay anything.
Exactly.